Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pekudei, Tavshinayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Lamites, Pasuk Lambez, Vatechel Kol Avodas Mishkan Oil Mayit, that they finished all of the Avoda, all of the work for the Oil Mayit. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that Klal Yisrael tried to put together the Mishkan, and they called Bezalel. Bezalel was not able to put up the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was not called to put up the Mishkan, he couldn't do it. The Medrash tells us, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Bitzar, Shalei Hayel Echelik B'mlechas HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu had Tzar, he was sad, that he had no Chelik in the gathering and in the building, so to speak, at that point, of the Melechas HaMishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then promised him that only he will be the one to physically put up the Mishkan. And as we know, in the Shivas Yimei Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, and he took it down every single day until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and at that point, Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol. The Mefarshim ask, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu had tsar, that he had no chelik in the building of the Mishkan, in the donations of the Mishkan? We know, the Torah tells us later on in Parshas Ba'al Yischa, when Yehoshua ben Nun came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he told him that Eldad u'Medad misnabim b'machane, Eldad u'Medad were saying prophecy, were saying nevuah. Yeshua says, Adoni Moshe Kalayim, you have to do something with them. Moshe Rabbeinu responds in his typical humility, Miyitein v'hoya kol ha'am Hashem nevim. Of course, wouldn't I give anything that everybody in Klal Yisrael should be a Navi? We know Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adam Mikol Adam. He was not haughty, chas v'shalom. He was somebody who was, when we think of humility, Moshe Rabbeinu is the paragon of humility. So, why is it what we would think that over here, Moshe Rabbeinu would chas v'shalom be jealous of Klal Yisrael and be sad he did not have a chelek in the Melechas HaMishkan at this point? As well, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael should be forgiven for the Chet HaEgel. And the Torah tells us that Ela Pikudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdus. Why is it called Mishkan HaEdus? Why is the Mishkan called the Mishkan of Testimony to testify that the Chet HaEgel was now going to be forgiven by Klal Yisrael building the Mishkan and being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan? So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, again, would be, so to speak, jealous of Klal Yisrael? So Rav Nissen Alpert says a beautiful pshat. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about something else totally. After he saw that the Bnei Yisrael had given their money to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, not only their money, their kesef, their zahav, but also their talents, weaving, sewing, and all the other different ways that they could give to the Beis HaMikdash, he had a fear. His fear was that the Klal Yisrael would think that just as a result of being able to donate the money or donate their talents to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, that would be enough. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that Klal Yisrael would be satisfied with just building the actual Beis HaMikdash, building the actual Mishkan, and there would be Hashras Hashchina in that way. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that that's not how it is. That's not the way you build the Mishkan. The way you build the Mishkan is that you have to have tzaddikim, is that you have to have leaders in Klal Yisrael that can give the lev, that can give the neshama to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, in order for it to work. Just being able to donate the money, just being able to donate the talents in order to build the walls of the Beis HaMikdash does not necessarily give the institution the wherewithal to have a kiyum, the wherewithal to be able to fulfill its destiny. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that Klal Yisrael would forget that lesson, as they had forgotten in the Egel. Not long before, they had forgotten that lesson when they said that Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, Eila Eli Hecha Yisrael, that they were substituting Moshe Rabbeinu for something totally different, something totally foreign. And Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that that lesson, chas v'shalom, might have been lost on Klal Yisrael. To that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that no, you will be the one that will put up the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael will see that even though on Chaf Hei Kislev, even though on the 25th day of Kislev, the building of the Mishkan, the erection of the kalim of the Mishkan, and the walls of the Mishkan, and everything that was needed to put together to the Mishkan, the raw materials had been finished. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're going to wait until Rosh Chodesh Nisan to show Klal Yisrael that the Mishkan cannot be built, the Mishkan cannot have a Kiyum, unless it's put up by Moshe Rabbeinu, unless it's put up by the Gadol Hadar. A Guten Shabbos.